Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Now, bumper music tied to the eclipse. I'm in downtown Minneapolis. We have nothing, Dave Harrigan. I think there's only one person to blame for our lack of eclipse excitement. It's the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How do you explain yourself that the rest of the country is celebrating the eclipse? In your city, we have nothing.
I can't. I really screwed this one up. Fallen dramatically short, and I just got to apologize to everybody for it.
Yes. I mean, clear the clouds. Let's go. Do you have a bit of a cold? Are you been in the cough right now?
Well, yeah. 1 second, let me clear my throat. All right, now we're much better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just had a bit of a frog in my throat there as I was trying to prepare for how I was going to answer to this lack of eclipse visibility in Minneapolis, because clearly we have not prepared properly for it.
Yeah. Let's start Uber. That's a part of what you presented today as we're staring here at the May 1st deadline. Tell people what you emphasized today and why you think it's so important in this debate on whether Uber and Lyft are going to stay, whether the city council is going to continue to, let's be honest, backpedal, and if we'll get a formal piece of legislation from the state legislature.
Today, we held a press conference with a wide range of individuals, from people with disabilities to people that are blind, from businesses that rely on TNCs to getting both their customer base and their staff in, to the airports, and it's obviously a really critical piece of transportation infrastructure to get people from the airport to wherever it is that they're going. So we had, 50, 75 people that were standing behind me and calling for something that's pretty straightforward, which is let's bring the ordinance in line with the data and the facts. And I've said this before, council members have said that they want to get to a minimum wage plus expenses. The state report outlines that you can get to the minimum wage plus expenses like the entire cost of a car and the entire cost of a cell phone at 89 cents per minute. That is something that Lyft has already agreed to. I'm sure Uber would agree to that figure and probably higher as well. And there is a way to, again, get drivers paid significantly more in terms of their rate and simultaneously keep them in the city.
If the state legislature does not get something passed and approved and signed by Governor Walz before May 1st, do you fully expect both of these organizations to leave? And if something gets signed days after that, will they quickly come back, or is May 1st one of those deadlines that these two organizations might live up to?
I believe that Uber and Lyft is going to leave unless the Minneapolis ordinance is changed, or I guess the state overrides and preempts. Yeah, they're leaving on May 1st, not because they've arbitrarily chosen that date. The May 1st date is because that is the date that the council set for the ordinance to be effective. You know, if they're not planning on leaving, they've got the stupidest communications plan I've ever heard of in my life, because they've been saying very clearly that they're out unless something changes. You know, and a lot of people will point to other cities and say, look, Uber and Lyft left and they came back, or they didn't leave at all. And that's true, but they came back after the ordinance or the law was changed. That has happened at least a couple of times, could happen here as well. With this particular ordinance, it's so far outside of what the reality is provided by the state report that, yeah, I do believe they're going to leave on May 1st unless something changes.
So do you believe the city council will wait to see if something happens in St. Paul with the legislature, or they will do this on their own? Because I know some have indicated some willingness, but you still have others who seem pretty hard and fast in where their position was when they said, this is our number, and Uber and Lyft said, okay, if the date is May 1st, then we're leaving May 1st.
The right thing to do is for the city council to change their ordinance. Could the state come in and overrule everything? Of course they could. Could the state create a statewide policy? Of course they could, and it looks like they're working on doing exactly that. But that doesn't change the reality that we in Minneapolis believe that we can create policy that is unique to what our constituents' needs are, and we should have the responsibility to listen to facts and data in making that legislation. In this case, they didn't. In this case, they passed an ordinance, and the very next day the state report came out. We all knew that the state report was coming out the very next day, and the ordinance is out of whack with what the policy says. So the right thing to do, again, is for the council to change their ordinance. There is a motion right now to reconsider what is presently in place, and it's my position that we should do that.
Andrew Jenkins, former city council, brought that back up before. As of today, with your team and yourself, how many city council members do you know who have changed their position, or do you know any city council members who have changed their position on the ordinance?
I know enough not to speak for any one of these city council members. Certainly they're hearing from a whole lot of people. I think we're probably hearing more on this issue than almost any other since I've been an elected official. And it's because people rely on this service. And I could go through the litany of examples as to how people use Uber and Lyft. I mean, I used it this last weekend. I'll probably use it next weekend. But it's not just people getting to a restaurant or getting back from the bar after having a couple too many beers. It's blind people. It's people with disabilities. It's people at the airport. It's all of the above. And it is a critical piece of our transportation infrastructure.
Yeah, the group you highlighted today, they cannot be forgotten in this conversation. Do I have a soft spot in my heart because of my youngest son? Yes, I do. But I would hope all of us are aware of individuals who become so reliant, so dependent on enjoyment, on work, on their everyday existence. So have you also been forced, because this is up in the air now, we don't know what's going to happen. There is momentum, but it's not enough to change it, at least at this point. Have you been involved in talking to other smaller groups about trying to fill this void if Uber and Lyft leave your city and leave the area?
We are working with a number of other groups. And look, we welcome competition. If there are other transportation network companies that are prepared and equipped to enter the market, of course, bring it on. We want you. And by the way, that is the case whether or not Uber and Lyft leave. But again, we've also got to be operating in reality. And the reality is that a small-scale company has a whole lot of work to do to come into compliance. You know, this is not just about setting up an app and doing a little bit of advertising and calling it a day. I mean, they got to get insurance, which is no small endeavor. It's also really expensive. They've got to do background checks for all of these drivers. And I sure as hell don't want to be nobody. We shouldn't be putting people in the position where they're getting into a driver that hasn't been checked out in terms of their background. We need to be looking at making sure that the cars are inspected. Also takes some work, and they've got to go through the full licensure process. We're not about to let some new company in without complying with the law that the council just set. So again, there's a lot of work to do, and you're not going to be able to do it if you don't have the necessary capital. At the press conference, I started to say, you're not going to do it from, the couch in your parents' basement. And then I realized I was sort of heading down a line of making a joke, and that hasn't been going so well for me lately.
Yeah,
so
that's,
I started to shy away from it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
The Mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry, is with us. Let's also talk about what your office is offering up now for the former 3rd Precinct. I read the Star Tribune story a couple days ago where your city operations officer, Margaret Anderson Kelleher, was going to present at the council this dual responsibility area. Expand on that, and considering how slow the city council has been on a new 3rd Precinct, and this location, what's the likelihood that anything is going to get done fairly soon?
Well, we are just putting our vision forward affirmatively. And the city council can vote that vision up. They can vote it down. They can delay it, But I wanted to be very clear that we as an administration believe that we've got a really beautiful concept for that space that we can move on. And that concept is a democracy center or election and voter services center combined with about 8,000 square feet for the community on the base level. So that's 8,000 square feet, quite a large area that community members can dictate the outcomes for. We need to have an election voter services center. The present space, the lease is up. So this is a property that we've got available to the city. And for purposes of just taxpayers, we got to be paying attention to our bottom line here. Rather than buy another building or lease another building that we don't presently have control over, let's use the buildings that we have. The bones of that old 3rd Precinct building are in very good shape. People talk about it getting burned down. It was really just the vestibule that got burned down. And we've got a vision, and again, the council can make the call on it.
I always appreciate it, sir. We'll stay in touch and reach out soon. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you, Chad.
The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry, here. It's 2:50 on CCO. Jason joins the conversation when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.